Rishami Kalayim Daf Lamed Ches. We continue with the new Mishnah. The Mishnah continues what we spoke about in the last two vlad, about what is a geder, a partition, in order to be able to be considered a separation. Were you able to plant within three tefachim of each other or less? What is the din of a shear? So the Gemara says, Michitza konim. A person has a partition made of only konim, of sticks, of konim, a row of sticks, and they're not, and there's a space between, they're not even connected to each other. Says the Mafulda, however, the Mishnah said, let's see, Mishnah, and Shemakana, Bekana, Shakavish, Shoshatvakam, there she cut us like D. They're not a three tvakam space between each of the sticks, which is enough room for a goat, small goat, to go through. Or is a machitza considered a machitza? Again, because we say the din of Allah, which we've seen in the din of Lavud, we look at it as if it's connected one to the other. Mamela, therefore, if you plant it on row on one side and you're planting on something else and you have these sticks in between, even though they're not attached to each other, but if it's less than three tvakim, you have love, it's considered a machitza. And the Mafulda says, Mutalismo, Kafana, Mitzadzeh, Tfu, Mitzadzeh. You can even plant two on one side, and you can plant the Tfu, the Tfu on one side, and you can plant the Kafanim on the other side. That is the halakha of the Mishnah. It's considered a machitza. Now the Gemara says, what about the halakha of a wall? The Gemara says, you have a wall that has, it's a full wall, but at some parts, there are gaps in the wall. So the question is, do we say that those gaps break the wall? Or do we say, no, it's like different entranceways into it. It doesn't break the wall. The wall's a wall. Just that you look at them as like the different entranceways into it rather than a break. So you have a case of a fence that was broken. I'd ask you, it's a Pesach. If it's up to 10 amos wide, you look at it as it's a Pesach. And you could go plant again on the other side because of the mice. It's a Pesach. And it's not as considered a pier. It's not considered a break. But if it's more than 10 amos, then we can't look at it as an opening. We look at it as a mamish, a break in the wall. And may look connected that space, connected the pier, so you can't go ahead and plant anything. You can plant it still on the wall, on the part that's walled, on the two sides of it, you can plant. But if it's more than 10 amos, we don't look at it like an entranceway, it's an actual space. And maybe, therefore, you can't plant something else within the space on the other side of the fence. In the gaps of the fence you can't plant because that would be considered an usur unless you have the full separation that we're talking about you need to have, which would be the separation of at least the 12 tefachim. So Gemara said you would have to have in between two spaces. Zakta Gemara, that's the case of the Mishnah. So the Mishnah continues. What about if it's obey versus harbe? What if there's a wall? And there are many breaches, in the wall. A lot of holes in the wall. Now, but none of them are 10. However, if there's more spaces that are closed than are open, then look, it's mutter. We go by Zerov. If the openings are more than the ayme, more than the wall that's standing, the sections, but the pits are also, then connected to the pits is going to be considered also. We're going to see the Gemara is going to shoot sell to the Shabbos. The Shabbos is the same halakha as we're talking about. The gate to Shabbos, if something is considered an opening or a closed, an area that has a closed on all sides or open on one side, the pits, what consideration is a yachid? Again, if we say it, there's tefachim less than three tefachim wide, it's considered a collection. If it's up to more than three but less than 10, it still could be considered okay, but if it's more than 10, then connected appearance is mamish an open area. The fence doesn't accomplish anything and would be considered aser. It would be considered aser. Zok de Braisa. Gemara says there was a case. The Gemara says, oh, it's about a person may have made a wall, a pasin, boards. Connected a binyan opposite the spaces that was, he had a planting, had a row of vines in a vineyard, but he made it a boards that he put in as a wall. Opposite the spaces between the rows. So it's not actually the gefanim, the vines themselves are not connected, but the spaces between the gefanim are connected. So the question is, does that fence work? Does that work or not? Gemara said, Yeshbi al-Meharba, and each of the standing opening sections has at least four tefachim. Haimin Rubal al-Paritz, and the parts that's walled is more than the opening parts. Kenegat Haimin Mutter. So if it's Kenegat, the part that the wall is there that you can, that's Mutter, that you can plant. But Kenegat Apritz, but Kenegat the opening spaces, that would be considered Asr. That would be considered Asr that you can't do. Says the Merav Fulda to explain. Neged or Avish, Abain, Geffen, the Geffen, just the airspace between the Gefanim and not having a wall between them, that's fine. That's perfect. We don't care. Amen, Mubal, the Paritz is fine. But if it's considered a part that's open, and you don't have Amen, Mubal, the Paritz, then the part that you're open, Neged, that you can't, we can't plant anything there because we say it's open area, And Mela, it looks, it's Osir. What's the reason why it's not a deraisa klayim? It's not Osir. But rather, it says the Marav Pnei Moshe, the time of Milsa is Marasayinu. The whole reason why it's because of Marasayin, the Roya, people see you planting Zeroyim in a place that's a Kerem, and you see you have a fence there that's really open. So if it's open, it's Paritz Al Maruba. If it's more open than there, it doesn't, people don't look at it as a fence. They look at it as an open area, and that's Marasayin, your client. But if it's mostly closed and just a little bit of openings over there, then we can look at them openings as far away, as look as just considered a Pesach, not considered a Pirsa, not considered a break. And then Mela, therefore, it would not answer. That would be the halacha of Amishna. It would not halacha because you go ahead and plant it, it would be not considered asr. Zok the Gemara again. Gemara says, but can I get up here? It would be considered asr. The Gemara wants to know, what about the other way around? Also, pasuk negative gafanim. He made partitions connected the vines, but in omen rubo. And each of the closing, each of the wall sections, excuse me, does not have it's not a four wide. And it's all more opening than closing. So then, connected oimin mutter. By the wall, it's mutter because you see it's the only marasayin. It shows you that you only planted because the wall is there. Excuse me, you're making a separation. But connected appearance is also. But connected appearance is going to be also because there it looks like it's in what? You see the wall is an opening. We don't see the wall there. It looks like the wall is finished. And mainly, there's no divider. Therefore, you don't have the foot falcon. It's going to be considered also to plant anything there. On both sides. So we have several cases. It depends what we're talking about, Omen Mubala Paritz or not, or if it's connected the thing or not, that's the Nafkamina Laloka. Says the Gemara, another Laloka, what about a Mechitza, Geder Mechitza, that is considered a different Mechitza that has a din of a Tzuras Pesach? Considered a Tzuras Pesach. So what's the Laloka? No, it's Arba, Konami Abelazi, or Spekarim. A person put four poles into the four corners of the vineyard. Because they got me the mile. And he tied a reed across the top of the poles. Matzah, Mishim Peya. The look is, we don't look at the fields, it's not our Mishim Peya. It's not our Mishim Peya. It's Matzah, Mishim Peya. Why? Because, what's the reason why? Mar says, it's not an Isser. It stops Mishim Peya because it's considered a Peya. It's considered a tied together. It's considered as if it's a Tzuras HaPesach. It's considered a peah, and what we say that it's called a peah. What do we call it? Like a braid, because it's made in reeds that are. Pnei Moshe explains what's it called a peah. Klias zemura umutalis masroim. Again, it says it's klias peah. Says the Pnei Moshe, which is Tzuras HaPesach. It's a Tzuras HaPesach. Like you make it regularly. You have a two post and a side and a top on top. Since it stretches the gemi from one end to one stick to the other one, we call it a peah. It's like a peah nokris. It's a mechitza. Considered as if it's part of the, you braid it together. So you braid it together. It's considered mishum peah. It's considered enough of a connection. It's considered enough of a Tzuras HaPesach. A Tzuras HaPesach enough to be considered a wall, to be able to be considered a separation between new planting seeds of different things and the kerem. So the Gemara says, so really, so Tzuras HaPesach is a real opening. And Tzuras HaPesach is even better than a hole in the wall, because Lamaisa, it has a full on top, it's on three sides. So it's really a Tzuras HaPesach. But that's considered like a real partition, even though they're openings. So the Gemara says, in such a case, Matzah Mishum Peya, it works that it'd be able to save to make the separation. So the Gemara says, that we say it's considered a mis-separation. The Gemara wants to know, how far do we go to apply? How far does a Tzuras HaPesach pose up to be considered a Tzuras HaPesach, to be considered a din that should be considered Aser? And is there enough committed between the halakas of Shabbos and the halakha of Kalayim? So the Gemara says there is a difference. Just like on Shabbos, it's considered a Tzuras HaPesach, it's considered enough to be a Tzuras HaPesach to make it a separation. So to the Gabi Kalayim. That's one halakha. The Shimon Gabi halakha says the same halakha applies. The Kula by Kalayim is the Kula by Shabbos. I'm Rav Yoina, because the Shabbos came because of the Kalayim. Just like Mechitza Shabbos and Kalayim, if it works by Gabi Shabbos, it fits by Gabi Kalayim. And just the Tzuras HaPesach, Etzem for Shabbos alone is not enough, because it's wide, it's not enough to be a Mechitza for Shabbos, so it wouldn't be enough for Mechitza Kalayim either. If you hold it's a Mechitza for Shabbos, it works for Shabbos, then it works for here as well. But if you say for Shabbos is not good, because it's too wide for Bir Shusha Yaked, therefore, it cannot, it would not work for Kalayim either. Well, not for Kalayim either. Where do we get it from? Amar of Yoichanan, Maisa Shalak of Yeshua ben Karkaitz of Yoichan ben Nuri Gadnita. Well, Maisa Bryce said it once happened, Yeshua ben Karkaitz went to Yoichan ben Nuri in a place called Naginar, in a place Gemara says he went to there to go learn Hilchos Kalayim. Gemara says he showed him a field. Gemara says Ubei Chavirta Haisa Nikras. It was called, the place was called Beis Chavirta. Vayisham Pirat says Yosem Yaser, and the openings around the walls were more than 10. Yochanan saw, I would take pieces of wood and he would close up the holes and close up the poles and seal them to be less than 10 because of the problem. Amalei, so he said to him, so Yochanan said, same thing like Abed, then Shabbos as well. Just like over here, if the space of 10 is no good, but if you taper it, if you go in and you hang up things, you put pieces of wood and still you close up the opening, so it closes up to be less than 10, not like on Shabbos, it's considered good, and now it's a mechitza. So too, on Kalayim, it's the same halacha, it became the same thing, you could save it, you could save from Kalayim as well, that the that you're able to do so, and it's a din of a mechitza, it serves up Pesach enough to be considered a break in the wall itself. Considered a break in the wall itself, then you're allowed to even put here a negative piritza, because just like the machitza Shabbos here, because the machitza is the piritza is no much smaller now, you could even put in the thing, even negative piritza, you'd be able to go in and to carry on Shabbos and to plan things there in front of it, in front of the piritza, because it's considered a regular opening. It's considered a regular, it closed up the opening, it's less than past 10, it's going to be considered good. Hey, Matzel is just a miyasa. Lakish agrees. Shimon Lakish agrees. Like Rabbi Shabbos, just a Pesach that you have, and you made it, and you braided it together, and you made it there for less more than 10 amos. You can't. Doesn't help you for Shabbos because you don't have enough area. It's still open area. It's not a closed area. So, made like Rabbi Shabbos, it doesn't work. Rabbi says in my folder, what does that mean? It means tell, you won't be able to carry there because since it's not considered enough of a tikkun of the opening. You put together the payer, you just braided it together. That's not enough to be considered to make it into a wall. It's going to be considered awesome. Zok the Gemara, how do we know everyone agrees to this case? I'm showing that my Zizam, okay. My Mishnah itself says this. The Mishnah in Mesechus Erevin says this. A person wants to go ahead. You're traveling, and now it comes to Shabbos, and you want to go ahead and make a thing around you so you can carry, make like a camp around you, the wagons, so you surround yourself with wagons. And you're trying to make yourself a fence. So you put three ropes, one aft on top of the other, and you do it around, and you run it around the entire machaneh. So therefore, is that considered a good or not? Is that considered a mechitza? Is it good or not? Is that considered enough to make it as if you're have like a wall around it? Would that be considered a wall? So the Gemara says, it depends. Tell me that Tzorza Pesach makes it if it's Gabi Shabbos, if it's more than 10 amos wide, it still works. Then what does the Mishnah say? Three ropes? If it's one rope. It's one rope, it's a Tzorza Pesach. A Tzorza Pesach is more than 10. It's enough to make a difference. Vice says it should be work over here. Terah says it doesn't work over there. It's not enough. It has to be three ropes. It has to be where it's less than 10. Therefore, Tzorza Pesach, wider than 10, it's not going to be good for Shabbos. Why? Because if it was good, you didn't have to come up the Mishnah in Erevin. When I tell you the case that we have, you're building a fence around it with three separate ropes, one on top of the other. Say you're being one rope enough. If you make us think it's enough to be considered a Tzorza Pesach, it should be considered good enough. Teretz is not. Since it's more than a space of 10, it's not considered, we don't consider it Tzorza Pesach to make it considered as if it's a type of wall or closing. And therefore, it's not going to be a valid wall. And that's why our luck is in climbing, which says, you can't do that. You will not be able to carry in such a place. It would not be mutter to carry. You would not be mutter to carry in such a place. Says the Pnei Moshe. It's good. That's the gabi there. That's the gabi we're there. As long as you made it less than 10. But the gabi Shabbos ain't so special. Matir pitios miyasa. But Shabbos is worse. As long as you somehow put together something where the fence now is less than 10. The gabi thing is kalayim. Then halach is that works up by kalayim. But by Shabbos it has to be more. So Pesach matir pitios yos miyasa. So Pesach is not going to work if it's opening more than 10. It has to be a real closing. Enclosure to make it that it should be considered an enclosed area that the Tzorza Pesach would be considered valid. So we see Lamaisa that a Tzorza Pesach, Kondor Shemen Lakish, if it's more than 10 amos, it's more than 10, wider than 10 amos, it's still the Gabi Kalayim, it's good, but the Gabi Shabbos is not. So Machag between the two Gemaras of whether it's considered a valid thing or not. That's the way the Gemara comes out, La Halakha, that the Gemara is saying that there's enough meat between Shabbos and here the Kabbet Tzitzis of Pesach, whether this works or not. Whether it works or not, this halacha would be, Gemara's a b'risim, a first halacha, to prove that Tzitzis of Pesach is not going to be right for Shabbos. It's not going to be good. It may be good for Kalayim, but it's not going to be good for Shabbos. It's not going to be good for Shabbos. The Gemara says, so therefore the Gemara wants to know, if that's what we're saying now that has to go, we want to go further to see how far we talk about the Gabi Kalayim, what type of Tzitzis of Pesach are we talking about that would work here, yeah, not work for Shabbos. You know, that would work for Kalayim and not work for Shabbos. So we just say before Tzitzis of Pesach has the same halacha. Now we introduce such a halacha that we say, no, it doesn't have the same halacha. Shabbos and Kalayim are different. For Kalayim it works, the Shabbos doesn't work. What is the Metzias? What is the case that we're talking about? The one wants to know now of where it's considered Tzitzis of Pesach. What's considered the share of Kalayim to make a Tzitzis of Pesach to be considered a din where it works for Kalayim and not for Shabbos?